Hello, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. I wonder, do you experience frustration from being trapped in behaviors you can't change? If this is true, then Habits into Health is for you. Have you been on automatic pilot about your life, or even one specific area of your life? If that's the case, then Habits into Health has something to offer. Are you beginning to wake up from a long sleep, the kind that happens when you dulled your senses and habits and behaviors, and even serious addictions that got in the way of peace and satisfaction? And what if you've already woken up from being buried in behaviors that created problems for yourself and others? Especially then, you know that you need all the reinforcement that you can get. Habits and health programs like this podcast offer just that. So whether you turned things around years ago or just last week, or you're thinking of making some changes coming up, the Habits into Health model is here to help you find lasting transformation and freedom. In today's show, I offer you my number one tip for taking charge of your own changes. It has to do with paying attention in a particular way. And we're not just going to talk about this, I'm going to guide you in doing it. So let's take our usual Habits into Health moments to support you in collecting yourself. If you're new to this show, this means that we take just a minute or two for an experiential exercise. Let's get started. It can help to be in action. So right now, in this moment, bring your hands together, palm to palm, finger to finger. If you're listening right now while doing something else that makes this unsafe or awkward, then you can be attentive to your physical experience by just noticing something physical in you right now, in this moment. Or you can listen and then come back again later to practice at another time. So, as you hold your hands together, what do you notice? I'll give you some suggestions, although they're not intended to be have-tos, just possibilities to give you something concrete. For instance, you might notice a feeling of heat in your hands, or even a range from cold to hot in different parts of your hands or different fingers. You might notice a quality of moisture from very dry to very wet or sweaty. Now in this practice, let your attention be on the experience, not on any judgment about the experience. You might experience some quality or movement or pulsation in your hands. You might just feel the quality of touch as your hands make contact with each other. Now gently press your hands together a little bit, increasing that contact of touch. Notice what changes in the quality of your experience on the continuums of heat, moisture, or touch. You might notice how you increase the pressure and where. In your lower palm? In one finger more than the others? Just notice what happens. And in this moment, you can also become attentive to your overall experience of yourself. What is your mood right now as you do this exercise? Are you aware of any shift in your sense of speed or rhythm, or your sense of time? What's your sense of yourself emotionally, or the quality and pace of your thoughts? How does doing this simple thing, making contact hand to hand, and noticing the sensations of that contact in a more attentive way than you probably do in your daily life, how does this impact you? As is true with anything, with practice, you can become more adept at recognizing these physiological experiences based on things you do every day without putting much attention on it. Yet taking a few moments to be attentive to something so simple is the first step towards freedom. Whether you can only practice this very briefly or for many minutes, you are taking charge of your own rhythm when you're doing it. It is a practice, and practice creates progress. With this practice and attunement to your whole self, you can do what I call letting your body lead, so that your mind doesn't have to. Now let's take a transitional moment before discussing our topic further to remind you that you're listening to Habits into Health, where I offer information and inspiration as well, and most importantly, opportunities like what we just did to connect with yourself in ways that support you in finding your own rhythm, whatever that may be. Whether you turned things around years ago or just last week, or maybe you're thinking about sometime in the future, the Habits into Health model is here to help. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and what I offer is a partnership with you in creating your own personal path to lasting transformation and freedom. If you're interested in finding out more, go to habitsinhealth.com and click on the link to get my free self-assessment questionnaire. This will also register you to receive my complimentary e-zine with regular support for making your changes. And, you know, you can also let me know what your experiences of today's exercise are. What's valuable or useful to you? What are you struggling with? Come to habitsintohealth.com to let me know. I welcome your comments, and if you want to keep them private, just let me know in the comments section. All comments on the website are moderated. This increases your sense of privacy, and it also maintains respect for this courageous process of making changes in those behaviors that have frustrated you for so very long. Let's talk about our topic, which is my number one tip for taking charge of your own changes. And I told you at the top of the show it has to do with paying attention in a particular way. And the exercise that I just led you through was an opportunity to practice this particular way of being attentive. That's because my number one tip for starting your personal path to change is to practice being attentive to your own physical signals. The phrase "know thyself" means more than it seems. And here's a story to set that frame. Two young fish are swimming along, heading in the same direction, and along comes an elder fish in the opposite direction, swimming towards them. And as she passes by, she says, "Hi, kids. How's the water?" A few minutes go by, and one of the youngsters turns to the other and asks, "What's water?" In the world today, despite the ways many people are physically active from a fitness point of view, we tend to be asleep to our physical realm, placing most of our attention on the workings of what we call the mind. It's not your fault if your default sense of yourself is based on what you think. You've been trained to believe this to be true, just like most people in the modern world. It's like water to the fish, so embedded in the environment, so much in the background that it's not even questioned. This means we're soaked in a social perspective that tells us to know thyself means to think about ourselves, to know our own minds, and that changing our thinking leads to changing ourselves. This is so ingrained in us that we've come to confuse thinking with being. But there are other layers in you than the busy voices you hear, or the pictures you see when you are doing what is called thinking. Your head only seems to run the show because its function is to collect information from all the other aspects of what makes you who you are. And its cycle or frequency, if you will, is fast because it has a lot of information to compile. It's a librarian on speed dial. Even so, your mind is still slower than a nerve reflex, one of its companions in the nervous system. If you touch a hot stove and wait until your mind receives the signal and passes along an ouch to the centers of the brain in charge of vocalizing, you'd probably end up with third-degree burns. Most likely, your finger moved before your brain processed the signal, and you said, ouch. It turns out that the part of us that thinks is the newest part of us. And that's true for human beings as a whole, as well as each of us personally. As humans, the thinking part of the brain developed maybe 125,000 years ago, the last research I read. And that's a long, long time, but way behind the deeper layers of our being. And in most of us personally, the thinking part of the brain doesn't begin to kick in until between the ages of 3 and 4. How old you were when you had your first personal memory of an experience tells you when that happened. Before that, you were in a precognitive state. That's what it's called in psychology. And guess what? A lot of experiences occurred in your life during that precognitive state that you may not be able to put into words, and that you may not remember at the level of your thinking mind, and that along with other aspects of yourself can invisibly influence your life and behaviors. The exciting thing is that it doesn't have to remain invisible, and more people are starting to realize this, that our physical experiences of ourselves is our source of self-recognition. And the words that you put on that are, well, afterthoughts, ways of explaining to yourself what's already occurred, and only a substitute for the real deal. One of my teachers has said, don't mistake the map for the territory. And one way to think about that is, as long as you recognize that your mind is the servant of you and not the ruler, you can make a great start in adjusting your problem habit. You can use your brain usefully. Instead of browbeating yourself into changing behavior or using willpower to pressure yourself to change or punishing yourself because things haven't changed, you can use your brain to receive from and feed back to every part of you the important signals of growth as well as those of retreat or relapse. Your ability, for instance, to sense the signals that old habits could be sneaking their way back in is developed when you participate in practices that help you recognize those signals. Sometimes on a basic level, as basic as noticing the continuum of heat, moisture, and pressure when you touch one hand to the other. Granted, this level of knowledge is different from physical fitness, but you can apply it to your physical fitness routine. It's different from meditation, but you can learn to meditate from this whole person way of knowing. Being attentive to your own physical signals and responding to them in a timely fashion is a practice. And the truth is you've been practicing one aspect of this since you made a decision to get to a bathroom when your bladder or bowels signal it was time to go. There's just more than this to know about yourself. And I will be the last person to say that this happens overnight. It certainly wasn't true for me. You can get a taste of the possibilities quickly, but like most things in life, it takes steady practice over time. And I've got good news. You don't have to do this alone. If you are experiencing the frustration of being trapped in a behavior that you haven't been able to have an impact on, the Habits Into Health model can help. And this is true whether you turned things around a long time ago or last month, or you're thinking about making some changes this next year. If you're beginning to awaken from your long sleep about unhealthy habits, self-destructive behaviors, or addictive activities, and trying to deal with it on your own, or trying other methods hasn't given you the results you want, you can call on Habits Into Health for reinforcement and support. Just come to habitsintohealth.com, click the link for the free self-assessment, and that will guide you in some clarifying questions, and it'll also sign you up for my newsletter. I'm going to sign off for now. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits Into Health. I offer you a partnership in creating your own personal path to lasting transformation and freedom. Let's turn your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.